This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
That scarf's gorgeous.
Oh, I'm glad you like it.
Must have cost a fortune.
Oh, wasn't that much.
And it'll go beautifully with me dress.
Jennifer probably wants us all turning up in full evening wear.
Just how posh is this evening?
I have been trying to tell her it.
I've just heard Ben and Josh talking about the presents they've all bought you.
Fear by four.
It sounds a bit daunting.
Oh, it'll be fine, Jill.
Abseiling and bungee jumping, though.
Yeah, not forgetting the zip wire and parachute simulation.
Well, rather you than me is all I can say.
But Pip just wants us to have a bit of an adventure, like her glider flight.
Oh, yes. I remember going up in a microlight once. It was wonderful.
Yeah, even if the rest of us had kittens.
You will be careful, though, won't you?
Honestly, Jill, they're incredibly safety conscious these days.
We'll be fine, Mum, don't worry.
Now, I better go and wrap Lucia's present before I forget.
OK.
And then I'll check on the Herefords and the sheep.
I bet you can't wait till this evening.
No, it'll be lovely getting dressed up for a change.
I've got a mountain of paperwork to get through first.
Well, you better get started, then. I don't want to be late for my own party.
All right.
Aren't you excited, David?
Yeah, of course. I'm not sure about the big surprise Kenton's planning, though.
Oh, yes, of course. What is it?
Well, that's just it, Mum. I've still no idea.
Doesn't this look amazing?
Oh, it does all look rather splendid. Those flowers are arranged beautifully.
Don't say anything, Usha. Granny's obsessed with them. Floral pedestals, apparently.
Is that what they are?
Hey, you're here.
Oh, hi, Alice.
Oh, I love that dress. You look gorgeous.
Oh, so do you.
Oh, it's so great to see you.
Oh, there you are, Phoebe.
Hi, Granny.
Hello, Usha.
It all looks wonderful, Jennifer. Well done.
Oh, thank you.
I just hope that Ruth likes it and everything goes smoothly.
Oh, I'm sure she will.
Musicians haven't arrived yet, which is slightly worrying.
They'll be here soon.
Not sure about those balloons either.
The ones Josh got?
Mm-hmm.
But they're great.
You don't think they're a bit gaudy, do you?
No, you've got to have balloons at a party.
Right.
I like them.
Mm. There you are. And it's Usha's birthday too, so you can't take them down.
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, many happy returns.
Alice bought me a hot stone massage at Spiritual Home for Friday.
Oh, Kate will be pleased.
It's actually Kate who's doing it.
Oh, yes, that therapist left. Did she?
Oh, Kate's trained to give them as well, of course.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it. Those flowers look gorgeous.
Did you notice the floral pedestals?
I did, actually. Oh.
They're amazing.
Oh, sorry, will you excuse me? I'm just going to have a word with Bert.
Oh, yes, of course.
I'll catch you later.
OK.
Bye.
Now, do either of you know where Kate's got to?
I haven't seen her since lunchtime.
She's been in an awful mood since she got back on Friday.
She's been OK with me.
Yeah, last I saw, she was squeezing herself into a tight little black number and skyscraper heels.
Oh, dear.
She was really going to town with her makeup.
Would you two do me a favour and keep an eye on her this evening, please?
Do we need to?
Well, I'm not sure, but I'd rather be safe than sorry.
We'll do our best.
Oh, and here's the birthday girl herself. Oh.
Happy birthday, Ruth.
Thanks, Phoebe. Though it was actually yesterday.
Oh, then happy birthday for yesterday.
Oh, this all looks incredible.
Oh, good.
Very impressive marquee, Jennifer.
Aren't the decorations wonderful?
Mum's done a good job.
A very good job.
By the way, the jazz band's just turned up.
The band?
Well, quartet or whatever.
Quintet, I hope.
I can't believe all this is for me.
You deserve it.
Has anyone seen a really tall, balding bloke?
Should we have, Kenton?
Well, he's about my age, thin as a rake.
Is this the big surprise?
He should be here by now.
Oh, don't tell me there's a problem.
No. Plenty of time yet.
I'm dying to know what it is.
I don't believe it. Look, David, it's Maggie, my friend from college.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen her in years. Come on.
OK.
See you all later.
Bye. Well, that's made her happy.
Yes, it took quite a while tracking her down.
Ah, at last. Fergal, Where the devil are you?
Well, let's hope everything else goes smoothly as well.
Don't worry, Granny.
Of course it will.
It'll all be fine.
Oh, no.
These guys are brilliant, aren't they? Yeah,
I really wasn't sure when Jennifer said it was jazz, but...
Good to see you can still cut it on the dance floor, too.
Very impressive, David.
Well, you know, once you've got it...
Everything's just perfect.
No, Jennifer definitely excelled herself.
And what's even better is having you here too on your birthday, Usha.
Oh, I still haven't got over Bert's ode to Ruth. I'm just glad he didn't do me a poem as well.
Keats must be spinning in his grave.
What was it? When Ruth first appeared from a dairy afar, shining on Ambridge like a radiant star.
Well, I thought it was lovely.
It was very sweet. And you were very clever to get out of making a speech.
I hate that sort of thing.
Oh, see, Kate's at it again.
Come on, she hasn't been that bad.
Apart from the cake stand.
And the drinking competition.
As long as she's having a good time.
Well, at least she's got Phoebe and Alice looking after her.
Sorry to interrupt. Now, Ruth, I did say I'd give you your present this evening.
You did?
I hope you're going to like it.
I'm sure I will.
That looks intriguing.
Oh, Jill, it's beautiful.
What a gorgeous brooch.
Isn't that yours, Mum?
Yes, and my mother's before me. It was a present from my father.
Are they?
Garnets and pearls.
In the shape of a star.
I don't suppose it's worth very much.
No, it's priceless. But Shula or Elizabeth should have it.
I don't see why.
Well, because it's an heirloom, and they're your daughters.
Well, you may not be my biological daughter, Ruth, but in every other respect, you're just as much a daughter to me as they are.
Oh, Jill, thank you so much.
Fallon's done a terrific job.
These canapés are really scrummy.
Oh, not again.
Don't worry, Granny. It wasn't Mum. She's over there, look, chatting to Ruth's friends.
It's just Ben, Josh and Freddy being idiots.
It isn't always her.
I know, but after that conga...
Yes, sorry, we should have tried to stop that.
I swear she only does it to show us up. Oh, if only she was as sensible as you two.
I think Mum will be okay now.
We'll keep an eye on her anyway.
Thank you. By the way, have you tried the birthday cake? It's delicious.
Is that girl chasing Rex again?
Oh, yeah. She's Pip's friend, Xanthi.
Oh, where's Anisha?
She had an emergency call out.
Oh, poor Rex. He looks really uncomfortable.
You'd think she'd get the message.
You could ask Toby to take her off Rex's hands.
Actually, Toby's behaving himself tonight. Not even drinking.
He told me he's staying sober, so he can take Pip and the others home later.
It's nice of him.
Only Kate would take a leaf out of his book.
Oh, Xanthi really isn't giving up, is she?
Hi, guys. Have I told you what a brilliant party this is?
Yes, several times.
I should never have doubted you, Jennifer.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
The band finished now?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, great. Now, as per Dave's request... It's time for our big surprise.
Ooh. This had better be good, Kenton.
When have I ever let you down?
What is it?
Follow me, Ruth, and you will find out. Ta-da!
Oh, a bouncy castle?
Brilliant!
But why, Kenton?
That's for kids, you idiot.
No, Dave. This is for adults.
We had one in the quad.
Really?
Oh, come on.
You can have them for adults.
Definitely. Oh, I love ABBA.
Would our birthday girl care to have the first bounce?
Yeah! Oh.
Woo! Time to get this party started!
Woo! Oh. Fancy Kate thinking she could do this in
here. I know! It's crazy! And Josh have bailed out.
Oh, they've got no stamina, these youngsters.
Nah.
Pip said she would get on, but she didn't want to bring on early labour.
Can you imagine?
Oh,
Hopefully she'll sleep off now.
Oh, she's been quite lively. Oh,
you could say that.
Oh, this is great. Oh, fantastic.
Watch out.
I knew you'd love it, Dave. All right. So, anybody else for leapfrog?
Oh, I think I'll get another drink.
Yeah. Me too.
Oh, you party poopers.
Oh, at last.
You've done a smashing job, Jenny.
Well, I think everything came together in the end.
Oh, it did.
And it's really nice of Elizabeth and Shula to do the clearing up for us.
Kenton's supposed to be helping too. But if you'll excuse me, I'll be going once they've found Toby. He's giving Pip and me a lift home with the presents, then coming back for David and Ruth.
Oh, he sounds like a changed man.
I'm sorry, Jill. We can't find Toby anywhere.
He's not even answering his phone.
Perhaps we spoke too soon.
Well, Pip's furious.
We've had to order a taxi for you.
Oh, well.
I'll be here in 5 minutes.
You can leave the presents here if you all want to go.
Actually, David and me want to stay on, if that's okay.
Yes, of course.
Oh, great.
I tell you, Jennifer, I'm going to have so many fantastic memories from tonight.
Oh, then it's all been worthwhile. Would you like me to go and get your coat, Jill?
Thank you, but I'll come with you. I've been sitting down too long.
No.
Night, Jill. And thanks.
You're very welcome. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Right. See you in the morning. You happy?
Delirious. You did a great job with this.
Oh. It was mostly Jennifer.
No, you did it too. Everything was perfect.
Just like you.
Oh, David.
No. I'm being serious. I love you, Ruth. I really do.
I love you too. Though your somersault still needs practice.
Should be a good crowd in tonight.
Yeah, hopefully. England's first game.
Yeah, let's hope they don't lose.
That, my friend, is in the lap of the gods.
Or Gareth Southgate.
So how was the party for you?
Yes, it was good. You?
Well, a bit sore after falling out of the bouncy castle.
Right.
But you know what I found when I went to take it down?
No.
Some idiot has ripped a dirty great hole in it.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, it's completely kaput. Fergal's fuming.
Is that the guy that lent it to you?
Yeah. He's not even sure it can be fixed, so it looks like I'm going to have to buy him a new one.
Oh, so sorry about that.
Well, it's not your fault, Toby. Now, what gets me is whoever did it didn't even have the guts to own up.
No?
Anyway, where did you get to last night? Pip and Dave were looking all over for you.
Yeah, I know.
So what happened?
Basically, I got drunk and forgot I was supposed to be giving them all a lift.
Naughty, naughty.
Yeah.
I take it you fessed up?
Not yet. I'm working my way up to the roasting I'll get from Pip.
It'll only get worse if you don't.
I know. We can't seem to agree on anything at the moment. Especially what we're calling Junior.
Well, that's easy. Harry, Deli, or Raheem.
I can't just go for England footballers. What if it's a girl?
Well, there's a women's team. Just choose one of them.
Yeah, right.
Hey, all right, Kenton. That bouncy castle last night, mate. Struck a genius.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it, Harrison.
Well, it's best fun I've had in ages. What did you think, Toby?
Well, I didn't really go on it. Fallon did a great job with the food and drink.
Oh, she was really pleased with how it went. So was Jennifer. Can I have a pint of shies, please?
Coming up. She should ask Dave for a bonus.
Do you think he'd give her one?
Oh, got to be worth a try.
What can I get you, Dad?
No, this one's on me, Christopher.
You sure?
Yeah, I asked you out for a drink, remember?
Oh, I wouldn't argue, Chris.
Well, not with the money Neil's on these days.
You're only jealous, Kenton.
Too right.
No, I can't stay long. Your mother wants us to watch the match together.
Ah, you'll be needing that drink then. Toby, serve Neil, will you?
So, what can I get you two?
A pint of Shires for Dad and cider for me.
Yeah, thanks, Toby.
Okay.
So, what do we think tonight, boys? 2-0 England.
Well, I reckon it'll be closer than that. 2-1, maybe.
Well, how good are Tunisia?
Hey, we beat them 2-0 last time we played them.
98 World Cup?
Oh, that's hardly current form.
No, but it's a good omen.
Well, my money's on Tunisia.
You are joking.
There you go, Harrison.
Oh, cheers.
No, England always lose to the less well-fancied teams.
Oh, you mean like Iceland in the Euros?
Oh, don't mention that. Oh, you're winding us up, aren't you?
Maybe. But you never know.
No, I reckon it's got to be England.
I'm with you there, Toby. Come on, England!
I do hope you're not going to cause any trouble, Constable.
Oh, now, would I?
Anyway, do you fancy sitting outside for a minute, Christopher?
Yeah, okay.
I want to ask you a favour.
What's the matter, William?
Oh, it's Martin Gibson. What's he done now?
Well, he just won't leave me alone. Constantly over my shoulder, checking everything I'm doing.
Seems like a right nuisance.
I don't know why he can't just let me get on with it. Brian always did.
Chances are, he hasn't a clue what's going on.
Well, maybe. But it doesn't make my job any easier.
You'd have thought he'd go easy on you after everything that's happened.
No chance of that.
Right. That's your lot.
Well, it's like when I was setting the Larsen traps. I had to explain every last detail to him.
I'll tell you what, son. You need something to take your mind off it.
Like what?
How about you and me go down the bull and watch the football?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. It's England's first game. You've got to see that.
But there's the kids. And their tea. Oh,
don't worry about that. Your mum can look after them.
I'm not sure.
You need a break, William. It'll be my treat.
Well, maybe.
Oh, it should be a cracking atmosphere. And you never know, we might even win. What do you reckon, eh?
I know you've missed a couple of practices recently.
Oh, I'm sorry about Saturday, Dad. It clashed with the cricket.
Yeah, I know that wasn't your fault.
Well, at least we won.
The point is, Christopher, we need to get some serious practice in before ringing remembers on Armistice Day.
We'll be okay. There's ages yet.
It would be if we had a full team, but we could be at least a couple short.
What about Colin and, what's her name? Emily.
Emily? Oh, she's done her shoulder in and can't ring anymore. Oh. And Colin moved to Suffolk about 6 months ago.
Oh. Lily?
She's almost certainly going off to university and won't be around. You see my problem?
I do.
So, this is where I was thinking you could help. By recruiting some new young ringers.
Me?
Hmm. We could really do with some new blood, and we're going to have to get them in as early as possible if we want them to get the hang of it before Armistice Day.
No, I can see that.
And it'd be much better coming from you than from an old fuddy-duddy like me.
Hey, now don't put yourself down, Dad.
Well, I'm not really the most with it as far as the young folk are concerned, am I?
No, well, maybe not.
Well, you, on the other hand,
are... Oh, I get it. So this is why you're buying me drinks.
Well, it might have had something to do with it, yeah.
You want me to try and make bell ringing look cool for the kids?
I suppose so, yeah.
Well, I'm hardly a teenager myself, Dad. Big 3-0 on Friday, don't forget.
No, I hadn't. Look, it's for a good cause.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Oh, thanks. That'd be great.
Though, I don't know how I'm going to make bell ringing sound appealing.
Oh, appealing. Very good.
I rest my case.
Oh, what's that phrase?
Oh, I don't know.
Micromanaging, that's it. Gibson can't stop micromanaging.
Have you talked to anyone about it, like Brian or Dustin?
Oh, it wouldn't help. Technically, there's nothing wrong with what he's doing.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's the way he does it, though. It's doing my head in.
Yeah, I know, son.
It's the last thing I needed with the solicitor's appointment on Thursday.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I'm telling them I want to go ahead with the custody application for Jake and Mia. Hopefully, get a plan together.
Oh, right. Do you want another pint before it starts?
Oh, I'll get these.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, thanks, Kenton. Here's the money, Dad. I'm just going to the gents.
Yeah, don't take too long. You're going to miss the start.
No, I won't.
How's he bearing up?
Oh, you know... Here, hear the bouncy castle's got a big hole in it.
Oh, don't, Eddie. Just found out how much it's going to cost to replace it.
Bad news, is it?
Oh, just a bit.
Thanks.
There you go.
How did it happen? Did someone do it on purpose?
I've no idea. But I tell you, if I could catch
the... Shall I turn the sound up?
No. You know what those pundits are like. Wait till kick-off.
They're starting in a minute.
I said no, Toby.
Okay.
Any names for the little one yet?
I wish.
Not long now, is it?
I know. We still can't make a decision.
Perhaps you need some help.
What with? Choosing the baby's name, it's a nightmare.
Oh, well, if it's a boy, you can call it Toby the Second, like they do in America. Or Toby Junior.
No, I don't think so. I don't want him turning out like me.
Why don't you have a suggestion box on the bar?
Oh, hey, that could work.
Well, maybe.
We had some good names in the banter.
Clarence and Edwina.
How about Florizel and Aurora?
Or Ethel and Percy.
Come on, guys, be serious. This is my baby we're talking about.
Well, you guys don't want some strangers picking your child's name. It's important, isn't it? Sets them out for life. Their character and everything. It's a huge deal.
Well, you've clearly put a lot of thought into it, Chris.
Well, I know what we're going to call ours.
Hang on, Alice isn't...
Oh, no.
Oh. But we know anyway.
Well, I know what I'd like. Olivia for a girl.
Mm.
And Noah, right, for a boy.
If only it was that easy for us.
I think you should go for the suggestion box. You might get some names in that you wouldn't have thought of.
Yeah, we can set one up tonight, if you like.
Hey! If you want to make it really interesting, you could run a sweepstake.
Now, there's an idea.
Oh, you're not just a pretty face, are you?
I've been known to come up with the odd good idea.
Chris, can I have a word about nets on Wednesday, mate?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Shall we go over here? It's just a bit quieter.
Yeah, OK. There's a couple of things I've been meaning to bring up.
Actually, it's about the wedding, mate, but I didn't want anyone listening in.
Oh, right.
Oh, it's already doing me head in, sorting everything out.
See, we managed to avoid all that.
How come?
Well, we got married in Vegas on a road trip, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Sorry, though, you were saying?
No, it's just, well, Mum was on the phone earlier, and now the whole family is supposed to be staying at Woodbine the night before.
Have you got enough room?
Not really. It's four adults and a baby. And I know Dad and Marcus will expect me to stay up half the night drinking.
So you'll end up wrecked on the day?
Well, there's no way I'm doing that. Fallon would kill me.
Well, you can always stay with us and leave them to it.
That's kind of what I was wondering.
Yeah, we've got the space.
Oh, you sure?
Of course, we'd love to help. That's what mates are for.
That'd be amazing, Chris. But shouldn't you probably check with Alice first?
No, she'll be fine.
Oh, then thanks. That's brilliant. I owe you one. Big time.
Well, now you mention that, have you ever fancied having a go at bell ringing?
I can't say I have, no.
Well, there is going to be this big ringing event all around the country on Armistice Day. It's 100 years since the First World War ended.
All right, OK.
It's called Ringing Remembers. The idea is to commemorate the lives of 1,400 bell ringers who died serving their country. And they want to recruit 1,400 new bell ringers to do it.
And you want me to be one of them?
If you're up for the challenge. Though I warn you, it's not as easy as people think.
Well, I don't really know much about it.
Well, I'll be there, and Dad will coach you. He's gone home now, but ask him about it next time you see him. I know you'd be helping him out, and you do owe me one big time.
All right. After all, how hard can it be, ringing a few bells?
Well, I'll remind you of that.
Right, folks, England-Tunisia, here we come!
Wait, here we go!
Come on! Yes.
Oh, it's gone. Yeah. Oh, no. Toby, what did you do?
Nothing. I just turned the volume up.
What's happened to the picture, lads?
Is it the cable or something?
Oh, come on, they might have scored by now.
Oh, I doubt it, Dad.
Here, give me that remote.
This don't look good, does it?
Oh, come on, Kenton. Sort it out.
Yeah, I'm trying, Eddie.
Look, I think it's a problem with the TV, not the remote.
Or is it plugged in?
Well, can you get it back, Kenton?
There's nothing.
Okay, don't worry, folks. I'm sure we'll have this sorted in a sec.
You ho.
In the meantime, who'd like another drink?
What do you reckon, Tom?
I don't know. I've turned it off and on again.
Have you tried hitting it? That could work.
You hit my TV, Harrison, and I'll hit you.
Assaulting a police officer?
Well, I've already got a busted bouncy castle. Please, Toby, just sort
it out. It's not making any difference.
It's not looking too good, is it?
Well, maybe we should go home and watch it there.
Yeah, I should have gone home with my dad.
It's completely dead.
No, it can't be.
He's right, Kenton.
Who wants to go and watch it at ours?
Oh, that seems good. Come on, William.
Okay. We'll be back for a drink at half-time, Kenton.
Yeah, okay. See you then.
See you, Kenton.
Bye.
And that, Toby, is how to empty a pub in 5 seconds flat. Honestly, this day just goes from bad to worse.
I wish I'd been there to see their faces.
And I thought all the drama was supposed to happen on the pitch.
Kenton was so hacked off.
But they can get the TV repaired, can't they?
Yeah, I know, but last night was the big night. England's opening game.
Oh, poor Kenton. Mm. Still, there'll be other matches.
Toby said they started a sweepstake last night.
For the football?
No, baby names.
Who for?
Well, Pip and Toby, obviously.
Oh, right, yeah. Of course, Rex.
Mm. Kenton's put a suggestion box on the bar.
Honestly, what are those boys like? Toby can't do anything normally, can he?
Favourites so far are Louis and Emily.
Great. Right, here we are.
Oh, thanks for the lift, Niche.
Will you be here all day?
I don't know.
If you like, I can pick you up after six.
No, don't worry. I'll get a lift back with someone else or walk.
Okay.
When Josh gets hold of these machines, you never know how long it'll take till you see what state they're in.
I know.
Oh, I wonder how Ruth and David are today.
Why?
Oh, they were pretty hungover yesterday.
I missed quite a party, didn't I? Shame I was called out. I'd have paid to see David on a bouncy castle.
Yeah, I know. Pity you didn't make it back.
And someone just stuck a hole in it.
Yeah, seems like it. Yeah, that's another reason Kenton wasn't in the best mood last night.
Bit deflated, was he?
Oh, too funny for your own good, you. Anyway, I'll see you later.
Hey, don't I get a kiss goodbye?
Oh, sorry. Love you, Nish.
Yeah, you too.
See you later. Hi, Josh.
Hi. Anisha, all right?
Yeah, she's fine, thanks.
Should Pip be telling Xanthi to steer clear in case Anisha scratches her eyes out? I've seen girls fight, Rex. Not pretty. Especially when it's over a guy.
I don't know what you're on about.
She does know about Xanthi at the party. All over you like a rash. Don't say you've forgotten. I bet she hasn't. So, what did Anisha say?
Nothing.
Didn't you tell her?
Well, there's nothing to tell, is there? You're just a mate of Pip's who was being a bit friendly.
Friendly? Oh, I wish I had more friends like that.
Oh, shut up, Josh. There's nothing.
If you say so.
You're making a mountain out of a molehill.
She was so into you, mate.
Well, it doesn't matter. You know I'd never cheat on Anisha.
So how come you didn't just tell Xanthi to do one?
Well, I couldn't be rude to the girl.
Why not?
Look, I made it very clear I have a girlfriend and I wasn't interested.
I don't think she got the message, though.
Why do you say that?
Well, she was pretty smitten. Pip thinks she's in love.
Are you joking?
Have you seen that film, Fatal Attraction?
Oh, you're not funny.
You crack me up. Rex, the gentleman who can't say no.
I did say no.
You should be flattered, mate. Women chasing after you.
Says Ambridge's most eligible bachelor.
Exactly. So I should know. Anyway, let's get down to it.
Great.
Which is probably what Xanthi said to you.
Last time I read a Hardy novel was at school. Jude the Obscure.
Oh, well, I can certainly recommend Tess. She's such a powerful heroine.
Wasn't she abused or abandoned by all the men she came in contact with?
Well, yes, but she does end up killing one of them. Oh, I'm so sorry if I've spoiled it for you.
No, it's okay, you haven't. And anyway, murdering someone hardly means she's empowered, does it?
Well, it is a rather strong statement of how far she's prepared to go.
You see, Linda, that's the problem I have with a lot of these Victorian novels. A woman's fate is entirely circumscribed by the actions of whichever man or men she gets involved with.
Well, yes. But of course, so often, that was a woman's lot in those days. Hardy's art merely reflects the world in which he lived.
You can't exactly imagine his novels passing the Bechdel test, though, can you?
Well, possibly not. Lillian, how's Ruby? Calmed down a little now, has she?
Yes, thank you. It's what happens when she's provoked.
Hi there.
Oh, hello, darling. But she pigged out on some leftovers last night and then had a bit of tummy trouble this morning.
Oh, dear. All that rich food, probably. Well, I'd better get back inside before Jim wonders where I've got to. Bye!
You think that's all it was with Ruby?
Oh, Linda's right, to be fair. Not that I'd let on to her. Yes, it's entirely our fault. We had chicken with a rather rich, creamy sauce. It was obviously too much.
Ideally, you shouldn't be feeding her leftovers at all.
Yeah, I know, darling. I shall consider my wrist well and truly slapped.
Sorry, Lillian, but have you seen this poster for the fete?
Hmm? Oh, yes, 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 I have. Yeah.
I can't believe they're doing a talent competition for animals.
The pets party pieces.
I know it's only a bit of harmless fun, but performing pets just doesn't sit right with me.
Well, I can't say I approve either.
So you won't be entering Ruby then?
Good heavens, no. I hardly need her to prove what a wonderful dog she is by doing tricks, do I, darling?
So who is entering then?
Do you know Hilary Noakes?
Oh, yes. And her famous cockatoo.
Yeah, well, apparently she's training it to recite words with daffodils. And if that's anyone's idea of harmless fun...
You took your time.
Sorry, Josh. I was talking to Pip.
Right. I'll take a break now.
Okay, I'll start greasing up.
We should be able to put this drill up on the website this afternoon.
Yeah. It's a pretty decent nick.
I reckon we should get a good price for it.
Hopefully.
So, what were you two talking about? Or should I say, who?
Well, for your information, she told me that Xanthi's now got the message loud and clear. So consider the subject closed.
Oh, shame.
But Pip also thinks I should tell Anisha.
Really?
Well, she reckons she's bound to hear about it sooner or later.
That's definitely true in Ambridge.
Especially with loud mouths like you around.
Oh, that's nice.
But she doesn't think Anisha's the jealous type anyway.
What do you think?
Well, yeah, she's probably right. Yeah.
Probably.
Well, this sort of situation's never come up before.
No, I suppose.
Well, let's just say I don't get that many women coming on to me.
No. Well, you can't blame them, really. Xanthi must have been pretty hammered.
Yeah, cheers for that.
You know, I always thought you had a bit of a thing for Pip.
No way. That's just...
Not now, obviously.
No, yeah, obviously.
But there was definitely a time when
You're wrong, Josh. We're just mates. It was always Toby.
Shame. You'd have made a good pair, I think, given her less to moan about.
Anyway, Pip warned me. Whatever I say to Anisha, don't be an idiot like Toby. She thinks I should just be honest.
Great.
So I'll tell her when I get home. She's normally pretty chilled anyway. She'll be fine about it.
Ah, Lillian. Where's Ruby?
I've got a bit of a stitch, so Justin's taken her for another circuit.
I see. Monty, heel.
You're still taking a keen interest in other dogs, then?
No, not especially. I said heel.
Of course, Dobermans are, by nature, very sociable animals. And I'm sure plenty of postmen would vouch for that.
No, Monty's very good with people. It's only when confronted by other dogs that he tends to react.
Of course.
And he's obeying commands so much better than he did even last week. Sit, Monty. Now, I said sit. Now, I know you can do this. Oh, good boy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's very impressive. Been taking tips from Fallon.
Well, I noticed Ruby obeyed her last week as well.
Yeah, well, probably terrified not to, the poor thing. I mean, I rarely have to raise my voice with Ruby.
If you say so.
But you will be careful with Monty, won't you, next time Mungo comes up?
Oh, of course. I wouldn't dream of leaving him unsupervised with little Mungo.
I mean, not that there's a problem with Ruby. I mean, she and Mungo are very close.
I imagine you have more in common with Monty, though. They're both so intelligent.
As is Ruby.
In fact, we're already working on Monty's party piece to show everyone at the fete.
Oh, well, that should be interesting.
Yes, a lot more interesting than Sabrina's Labradoodle.
You mean Tosca.
You know they've been going to classes for over 2 years, and she can still only lie down and beg.
Who? Sabrina?
No, my aim with Monty is far higher.
Well, what's he going to do?
We're going to count to 10.
Oh, like that horse. Clever hands.
Lillian, this isn't funny.
You do know that all that was a big fraud, don't you?
Yes, but I can assure you that our act will definitely not be a fraud.
Yes, well, I'd like to see that.
And so you shall.
Well, how far have you got so far? One?
You may mock, but then I'd hardly expect you to understand.
Pardon?
It's obviously not something you could ever expect of a dog like Ruby.
What's that supposed to mean?
Not that I blame you for not entering her.
Who says that we aren't entering?
After all, the standard of competition does promise to be very high, even for minor placings.
As a matter of fact, we are entering.
Oh, really? And what talents does Ruby have?
Well, she's got plenty of talents, don't you worry.
Oh, Monty! Monty, stop it.
In fact, the hardest thing will be trying to choose which
Monty.
One to showcase on the day.
Oh, really?
So don't you think that you've got a free run, Linda? Because you haven't.
This is an unusually good choice for you.
Oh, thanks.
I haven't missed anything, have I? Birthday? Anniversary?
No, nothing like that.
So what's this meal for then?
I don't know why you're so suspicious.
Well, I'm not suspicious, Rex, just intrigued.
Okay, well, if you must know, there is something I was going to tell you.
But you want to get me drunk on a decent bottle of red first.
Not necessarily.
Go on then, tell me.
Okay. You know Ruth's party after you left?
Yes.
Well, there was this woman, a friend of Pip's called Xanthi.
Right.
Well, basically, she kept following me around and wouldn't leave me alone.
Really?
It was kind of embarrassing, and it went on all night.
All night?
Well, you know, until I came home.
Did you fancy her?
Of course not. I made it really clear I wasn't interested.
Good.
I kept telling her to back off.
But she kept on coming. You make her sound like a boomerang.
It was unbelievable the way she wouldn't stop pestering me.
Oh, don't underestimate yourself, Rex. You're a good-looking man. I quite fancy you myself.
You're not taking this seriously, are you?
Do you want me to?
Well, no, not necessarily.
I mean, I can if you want. I can do tears, hysterics. I could chuck some plates at you if you really want.
Don't be daft.
But nothing actually happened, did it?
No, of course not. And according to Pip, she's definitely got the message, so...
Well, that's all right then.
It was Pip who thought I should tell you.
I'm glad to hear she's looking after my interests.
Yeah, she is. She's a good friend.
I know, Rex. Shall we have a toast?
Sure.
To Rex, my hunky, fancyable boyfriend.
You sure you're not just a bit jealous?
I literally couldn't care less, Rex. Honestly.
Oh.
And it's very sweet of you to tell me.
Sweet?
Well, you are sweet.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
I can't believe you thought it would bother me.
No. Neither can I.
Hi, Kate. Oh, at least you're still talking to me.
Why wouldn't I?
Oh, well, you know, black sheep of the family and all that.
Believe me, I've been there. And you certainly livened up Ruth's party.
Oh, that's not how Mum sees it.
No, well, she'll get over it. She always does.
Right pair we are, aren't we?
You know, you could always tell Mum and Dad how sorry you are.
Why should I? It's them who should be apologising to me. Not that I'm holding my breath.
No, I wouldn't.
Don't you just hate it when people can't be honest with each other? Lies are so toxic, aren't they?
Literally, in this case.
The way Mum, Dad and Adam went behind my back was pretty despicable. If they'd just been upfront about it, then maybe we could have avoided all of this.
Maybe.
But that's what happens when you keep nasty, unnecessary little secrets.
Anyway, what are your plans this evening?
Actually, I was thinking of going to the ball.
Oh, right.
I need a change of scenery. Do you want to come?
Well, I was going to have a quiet night.
Oh, please. You're my only support. Please.
These are really good, Tom.
Well, why are you still here?
Mum's looking after Jack and Henry, so I thought I'd catch up.
By reading my draft chapters?
You've done a really good job on them.
Oh, thanks, Ellen. Yeah, I need to.
Yeah, I'm sure the Nuffield people will be very impressed.
What did you like about them?
That stuff about nomadic shepherds and traditional kefir making, it was fascinating. Well,
drinking it is why they all live so long.
No wonder they think the grains are magical.
What did you think about the story of the Russian prince who kidnapped the beautiful cheesemaker after falling in love with her?
Oh, that was brilliant.
Yeah, I knew you'd like that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I just wish the chapter I'm writing now was half as good.
Well, what's wrong with it?
I've got to make a case for turning kefir into a viable business proposition.
Shouldn't be that difficult.
Well, I know we've created a nice little niche market around its health-giving properties.
Which is great.
It's where I take it from there. That's the problem.
Sure you'll find a way.
There's mail order, of course, but that would need a lot of investment.
Yeah, of course.
And there's no guarantee of success even then. And it's hardly sticking to our original remit of developing local markets.
I think you're being too hard on yourself, Tom. I know I haven't always been the most supportive, but... What you've achieved in a few months is pretty impressive.
Maybe. Still not sure what to write in the rest of my report, though.
You'll get there, don't worry.
Hopefully. Then, with any luck, I'll never have to do anything like this again.
Anyway, I better go and relieve Mum.
Actually, do you fancy a bit of a walk? I've been stuck inside all day.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Oh, come on then. I'm sure Mum can cope with them for a little while longer.
I've just started a new batch of gin.
So you're not avoiding me then?
No, honestly, Pip, I've been really busy.
I was just a bit worried after you disappeared on Sunday.
I know, I'm really sorry about that.
That's okay. I was mad at the time, but hey, I'm over it now.
Thanks.
Anyway, I was thinking it would be good if we could get together.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Though, I'll have to fit you in between shifts at the Bull.
Okay.
Speaking of which, I'm sorry, Pip, I need to go. I'm due to start in, 10 minutes.
Well, okay, maybe I'll pop in before you get too busy.
Yeah, all right then.
Are you sure you're okay? You sound really strange.
Yeah, no, I'm fine. Look, I've got to go. I'll see you in a bit. Oh, Rex. Didn't see you there. You all right?
You can't keep avoiding her, you know.
I'm not.
Yeah, sometimes you have to face up to things. Like I did with Anisha.
You've told her about Xanthi. Huh. What did she say?
Oh, she was fine. Yeah, completely fine, actually.
She wasn't upset?
Nope.
Most of the women I've been with would have gone mad.
Well, Anisha's not most women, is she?
Yeah. Sometimes I just don't think I understand them.
Well, you've had enough practice. Yeah. You haven't mastered it by now.
Yeah.
Anyway, why are you avoiding Pip?
I don't really want to talk about it.
Well, you can't just hide from her. She's about to have your child.
Yes, I do know.
And what you did at Ruth's party was out of order.
What do you mean?
Not taking the family. Why? Why? What did you think I was talking about?
Nothing. No, forget it.
No, what have you done now?
Look, it was nothing, all right.
So tell me then.
Okay, but swear you'll keep it shtum.
Don't get me wrong, it was amazing being nominated for the Food and Farming Awards, and the ceremony was such fun. Yeah, the winners were incredibly impressive.
Even being nominated is a great achievement.
Yeah, it was a shame not to win and get the extra kudos.
Well, maybe next time.
Especially with sales tailing off like they have been. Though, perhaps we'll get an uptick in business from being nominated.
I reckon so.
But of course, it doesn't help that every man and his dog is making artisan cheese these days.
It's a competitive market.
Mm, I know. And I'm sure we'll rise to the challenge.
This new building's a great opportunity.
Yeah, once we know what we want to do with it.
Yeah, it's just been tricky thinking about it while I'm still writing this report.
Then why don't you concentrate on that while I work up some ideas? We can have a brainstorming session when you've got time.
Yeah, sounds good.
And if you think it'll help, I'm happy to look at the chapter you're writing now.
When there's a version worth reading, that'd be great.
Okay, right then. I really should go and take over from Mum now.
Okay. Well, I'm surprised Mum and Dad haven't been badgering us more about the new build.
Even more reason to get on and make a decision then.
Yes, we really should.
I knew it would be okay. Anisha's so laid back.
That's one word for it. You were here to see Toby.
How did you guess?
Well, it can't be to watch the football, can it?
No, but Kenton's told me they're getting a new TV tomorrow.
Bet he's relieved.
I think he's more fed up about the money he's had to shell out this week.
Oh, yeah, of course. There's a bouncy castle too.
Hi, Pip. Good to see you.
Are you free for 5 minutes to talk baby clothes?
Anyway, I'll leave you two to it.
Oh, don't go, Rex. You can give us your opinion.
No, it's okay. Not my area of expertise. I'm meeting someone.
See you.
You seem even bigger today.
Yeah, thanks. And it hasn't stopped kicking me.
Oh, right, little Harry Kane.
Anyway, I was looking online and someone in Hollerton is practically giving away loads of really gorgeous baby clothes and a Moses basket. So I've snapped them up and I wondered if you'd go and collect them tomorrow.
Sure, yeah.
It's just we're really busy at home.
No, it's fine, yeah, anything.
Oh, well, that was easy.
Whatever you want.
Thanks. Oh, and by the way, what's this I hear about you running a sweepstake on the name?
It's just a bit of fun.
It sounds more like you and Kenton making a fast buck to me.
No, I promise, all proceeds are going to charity.
Any good suggestions so far?
No, they've all been rubbish.
It's warm enough to sit outside.
We really do need to sit down sometime, though.
What for?
Well, I don't know about you, but I'd rather it was us choosing our baby's name, not some random strangers.
Oh, absolutely. It's one of the most important decisions you'll ever make.
Hi, Kate.
Alice.
Evening.
Sorry, I couldn't help overhearing. I'm a bit of an expert with names. Phoebe was named after a Greek moon goddess, literally the Shining One. Well, that and her great-great-great-grandmother.
Wow, I never realised that.
Yeah, and Nolitando means one who is loved.
Oh, that's so nice.
While Sipo means beautiful gift in Corsa.
You two going inside?
I don't know.
I would. Oh, it's much warmer in there.
Oh. Is it a problem for you two, me being here?
No.
Why would it be a problem?
Well, it's just after... Oh, he hasn't told you, has he? Why don't you get us some drinks, Alice?
Well, actually, I was...
What does that mean?
I should take these glasses back.
No, stay here, Toby.
Right.
I thought we talked about this. The longer you keep a secret, the more poisonous it becomes. Trust me, I'm speaking from personal experience.
What secret?
Sorry, Pip, but he did promise he'd tell you. Look, me and Toby, we... After your mum's party, you know...
What?
Keep your voice down.
You are joking, aren't you?
Well, I'm sorry to spring it on you like this.
Kate, maybe you
but
should
I
just...
I can assure you, Pip, it meant absolutely nothing. I mean, literally nothing.
Okay, thanks for that.
Though I think it's pretty pathetic he hasn't told you.
I was going to.
No, thank you for being honest, Kate.
Are you sure you're okay with it? I wouldn't want it to be awkward or anything.
No, I'm fine. After all, Toby's a free agent. It's got nothing to do with me.
Okay, well, good. Cool. Let's have a proper catch-up soon, though, yeah?
Definitely.
Well, I'll leave you to it. Come on, Alice.
Okay.
Pip?
How dare you, Toby?
Okay, I get that you might be a bit...
What, jealous?
Although you really don't have any...
You've got such a high opinion of yourself. I couldn't care less who you sleep with.
Okay, then what's the
problem? But I do care when you break a promise to me and my family to do it.
I know, fair enough.
And I tell you what, Toby, you ever let me or this baby down because you're getting your rocks off somewhere, then I will have a huge issue with that.
No, you're right. I'm sorry, it was incredibly stupid and selfish.
Yes, it was.
And I really, really, I promise I'll never do it again.
You'd better not.
Because this baby means more to me than anything in the world.
Really?
Absolutely. From now on, I'm a changed man. We can sit down and choose a name together.
There's a bit more to it than that.
Yeah, I know. And I'll do whatever it takes. You've got to believe me.
All right.
Toby, you're unbelievable. You haven't told Kenton either. You're such an idiot.
Oh, no.
It's our responsibility to pay for it.
What?
He's absolutely livid.
Oh, if you'd given me a chance.
I've had to promise we'll go halves.
You should have checked with
me. I can't trust you to do anything, can I?
Kate, we can sort this.
You and Kate... Is that how the bouncy castle got broken?
Yeah.
How is that even possible?
Well, it was...
But no, you actually, Toby, no, I really don't want to know.
Why did you run off?
I couldn't stay there with Kenton, could I?
Well, you could have waited.
Alice, I've got bigger things to worry about.
Like getting off with Toby?
Oh, don't come all sanctimonious with me. I needed something after the week I'd had.
But the way you just came out with it like that...
Pip was fine about it, and anyway... I thought you were on my side.
Look, okay, I get that things aren't going great with Spiritual Home.
Well, it's all very well for you, with your well-paid job. What happens to the farm doesn't affect you like it does me.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm the one who's been constantly marginalised and dismissed, and yet it's my business that suffers the most.
Actually, my job's really stressful.
Oh, my heart bleeds.
And what happens to the farm does affect me too.
It's not the same.
Dad told me there could be a job for me here one day. And because work's been so horrible, I've been pinning my hopes on that.
A job here?
Yeah.
He's never offered me a job. Ah, great. So yet again, it's Kate being left out.
It wasn't like that.
Everyone treats me like a joke.
That's not true.
Well, you would say that, but then you've always been on Team Dad. It's obvious who his favourite
is. I'm not listening to this.
Well, that's it. Yep, turn your back on me just like everyone else does.
Oh, for goodness sake, Kate!
No one takes me seriously. Not even an idiot like Toby Fairbrother, and I'm sick of it.
Well, maybe you should start by taking a good look at yourself. It's no wonder no one takes you seriously. You need to grow up, Kate. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself very sad and very alone.
William's got his meeting today.
What, with that solicitor?
Yeah. He reckons with any luck, They should be able to sort this custody application.
Well, not in one go, though.
No, well, at least they can make a start.
You've written Bartleby's too old to enter for a party piece.
Yeah, depends what you want to do with him, then. Well, yeah, probably.
Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. Well, maybe you could do something with Jem instead.
Yeah, maybe.
George is doing well with Ollie, isn't he?
Oh, right.
He's been teaching her all sorts of tricks with that football.
Yeah, maybe I could get Daphne involved.
Hey, that's a good idea. People love ferrets.
Ah.
Well, yeah, Nathan's doing a ventriloquist act with his bearded dragon.
Bearded dragon?
Yeah, you know, one of them lizards.
Oh, seems dark.
Hey, did you hear Robert Snell's found a whack-a-mole device over in that reclamation yard at Ollerton?
Well, they could do with a new one.
Perhaps Linda will teach a Doberman how to use it.
Here, maybe we should talk to Will about entering Kai. He's a very clever dog.
Yeah, maybe. He needs someone to take his mind off Martin Gibson.
And his custody thing.
Yeah. Oh, I just hope it all works out in the long run. For everyone.
So peaceful.
What do you mean, apart from the constant noise of the clean-up?
It's not that bad, Mum.
Oh, it is when you've been living with it for months, Phoebe.
Where are the customers?
The last one went 10 minutes ago.
Oh.
And that was the therapist just leaving.
But you've got some booked in for tomorrow.
Yeah, but only four, including Usha's hot stone massage.
Well, that's not many.
It's like this most of the time now.
Since the chemical leak?
Yeah, but it's been even worse since they discovered toxins in the groundwater. Yet more unpleasant PR.
I didn't realise it was this bad. I wish you'd have told me, Mum.
Oh, there's nothing you can do about it, sweetheart. Anyway, it's so lovely to have you home.
I know.
Oh, so how about a massage on the house?
Oh, no, thanks.
I can give you the full works.
I've just finished a strawberry picking shift with Freddie and Lily.
Exactly, it's the perfect time to have one. You know, when you're tired and your muscles are all achy.
Honestly, it's a really kind offer. I promise I'll have one another time.
Okay.
Adam's really grateful we're helping.
Is he?
The number of European pickers is way down this year.
So he keeps telling us. I suppose it must be to do with Brexit.
Don't you think the effects of that have been a bit exaggerated?
Do you know what? Adam doesn't care about my business. Why should I care about his?
Well, anyway, it's good for me to earn some money.
I know. Are you sure I can't give you a massage?
No. Really. I'm okay.
I can't even persuade my own daughter. I am doing well, aren't I?
I'd love a cup of coffee, though, if you're making one.
Now, where is that tie? Mum said it was in one of these drawers.
It was work today.
Oh, much better, thanks.
Yeah, that's good.
Martin Gibson even complimented me on the state of the drives.
Oh, did he know?
Well, he doesn't know what he's talking about, but yeah, at least it made a change.
Oh, perhaps he finally started to appreciate what a good worker you are, William.
Yeah, well, it's took him long enough. Ah, here it is. Ah, and it does go with this suit, so that's good.
Yeah, now, I had an idea earlier about you entering Kai for this animal talent competition.
Oh, I don't know, Grandad.
Oh, Poppy would love it, and Jake and me too.
But he's a working dog. Not a show pony.
Well, I knows that.
No, you can't take a highly trained dog like that and turn its head with some rubbish.
Well, maybe you're right.
You going to wish me luck at the solicitors?
Oh, well, good luck, will you?
I've got a good feeling about this. I can't wait to get things settled for Jake and Mia.
Well, as long as you're sure this is the right thing to do.
Why's she ringing?
Yeah, you better answer that.
Okay. Hello, Jennifer?
Oh, good. I've caught you, Will.
What, is there a problem?
Yes, I'm afraid some of your birds have got out and they're running up the road.
Oh, you're joking. Where are they?
They're up by Leader's Wood. Looks as though there's quite a lot of them.
Oh, that's all I need.
Sorry, but I didn't quite catch that.
Can anyone else go?
Well, no, I don't think so.
No, sorry. Pete's on holiday and Dad's picking up supplies.
So, are you going to catch them?
Yes, yeah, don't worry. I'm on my way. And thanks for telling me, Jennifer.
Good luck.
Bye, then.
Ah, well, sounds like you'll have to cancel that solicitor's appointment.
No way. I'll call and ask them to put it back. I'm not missing that for anything.
You know, sometimes it just feels like, what's the point?
You've got all these amazing facilities.
Well, yeah.
And there's still a market out there. This clean-up won't go on forever.
You want to bet?
It's got to end one day.
No, the truth is, my business is dying.
You've got so many fantastic creative ideas, Mum. Like this goat yoga thing. Oh,
that's never going to happen, darling. Today's the summer solstice.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't feel like celebrating at all, though.
We could do something if you like.
Oh, darling, bless you. I know it's never really been your thing.
That doesn't matter.
Hard to believe that 2 years ago, this place was completely full of happy people.
I remember loads of hippies chanting and drumming while I was trying to revise.
You make it sound terrible.
I can laugh about it now. You definitely had some very weird friends back then.
I'd like to think most of them still are friends. Goodness knows, I need all the ones I can get right now.
Sorry, Mum, I didn't mean to...
Oh, no, it's all right, darling. But it's true what Alice said, isn't it?
What's that?
That no one takes me seriously. Why would they?
Why wouldn't they when you've got so much to offer?
No. Honestly, I might as well just give up now.
I mean it. Looking back at how things were should make you even more determined to keep going.
Why?
Because if you've done it once, then you can do it again.
Well, that's very sweet of you.
I'm not just saying it. I know how hard you worked setting this place up.
Yeah, I did.
That's why you can't give up now. I won't let you.
But I just don't see how the business can be saved. Once your reputation's gone, that's it.
If there's a reason people don't take you seriously, it's because you don't take yourself seriously. You need to stop sulking, Mum, and start fighting.
Oh, it took so long catching all the birds, I never stood a chance of making that appointment.
Hard luck, son.
Well, not that they were ever going to put it back anyway.
It's a real shame. Might need claws. What are you doing with that ferret, Dan?
I'm teaching her to find the secret compartment that Clary's sewn in these trousers.
Don't sound like you're having much luck.
All right, Stephanie. Out you come.
Maybe you should make the opening bigger.
Dad, are you even listening to me?
Oh, there we are.
Oh, sorry, William. It's just this disappearing act of your granddad's for the pet party.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Yeah, okay, son, I'm listening.
Well, I was saying, I couldn't even give the solicitors a date to go back another time.
Why not?
Because thanks to Martin Gibson, I've no idea when I'm next available.
Well, that ain't right.
You could tell they weren't impressed.
Right. It's probably not as bad as you think.
Now where are you going now, Daphne?
Don't worry, Dad, I've got her. She's not getting away this time. Oh, yeah, you little rascal.
Well, what's the point in telling you when you're not even listening?
No, I am listening, William.
Oh, yeah, we both are.
It sounds like you had rotten luck this afternoon with them birds.
That was bad timing.
All I want is to make the best case I can for having Jake and Mia with me.
Yes, I know.
How's anyone going to take me seriously, though, if I can't even turn up on time?
Well, when you talk to them again, just explain what happened.
Well, I did explain. Probably didn't make no difference.
Oh. Okay, well...
I'm sure this must happen all the time. They're understanding your circumstances. Mm.
Yeah, well, let's hope so, Grandad. Anyway, I'd better get going.
Yeah, okay, son, I'll see you later.
See you, Grandad.
He ain't happy, is he?
No. Well, I reckon missing this appointment could be a blessing in disguise.
Who's that?
Well, because he's stressed out already, ain't he, what with work and everything?
Oh, that's true.
And making this application, well, that's only going to make things worse between him and Andrew.
I suppose.
To be honest, Adam, I'm quite glad this appointment's been delayed. It gives William more time to come to his senses and call this old custody thing off.
Chris asked me if I want to go to bell-ringing practice tomorrow.
Oh, that could be fun.
There's no point, though. I'd miss all the practices once term starts, and I probably won't be here on Armistice Day anyway.
Oh, well, never mind. Oh, I do hope Grandad finishes his phone call soon. It's nearly time for supper.
Who's he talking to?
The man who's buying Broadacre.
The one next to Spiritual Home?
Yeah. And we're rather hoping he'll invest in other parcels of land as well.
Right.
And with any luck, it could all be done and dusted in the next couple of weeks.
Which is going to make Mum feel even worse.
Well, yes, possibly. She's hardly doing herself any favours, though, the way she's behaving.
I know. She was a bit OTT at the party.
Mm-hmm. That's putting it mildly.
But I'm really worried about her.
Oh, Phoebe, darling, you mustn't worry too much about your mother.
It's really getting to her, Granny.
Yeah, I know it's hard.
Have you been to Spiritual Home recently? There are virtually no customers and most of the therapists have walked out.
Yeah, yes, I know.
And I know sometimes she pretends not to care, but all this tension with Grandad, it's really upsetting her.
That's no excuse for some of the things she's been doing, though.
Okay, I know she can be really awkward sometimes, but most of this isn't even her fault.
Unfortunately, it's just one of those things.
Basically, everyone's just written her off.
Oh, no, no, no. I think that's a little bit unfair.
Can't you see how unhappy she is?
Darling, I hate to see you getting so upset.
It's Mum you should be worried about. Seriously, I've never seen her like this. She just feels like everything's against her. And that's why I want to help her as much as I can while I'm here. Prove to her that she's supported.
Oh, that is good of you.
It'd be so awful if Spiritual Home goes under.
Yep, you're right.
So, you agree?
Yes. Yes, of all the things that your mother's done in her life, that place is one of her greatest achievements.
Exactly. We can't let it go to waste.
Well, I'm not sure how easy it'll be to turn things round, though.
Doesn't mean we shouldn't try.
No, of course not. And if anyone's going to pull her out of this spiral she's in, well, then it's got to be us, hasn't it?
The furry bit's the Sally, right?
It'll be easier to show you when we're up there.
Oh, no, I'm interested in all this.
Okay.
So you get ready to ring?
Assuming all the bells are up.
Okay. But then you pull the Sally down with both hands, yeah. And the bell swings.
Well, to be honest, you won't be doing that to start with.
Oh?
No, first off, you'll be watching the rest of us and, you know, getting a feel for it.
I can't have a go, though.
Oh, yeah, don't worry.
Oh, great.
But it will be one-to-one with me or Dad.
Right.
And you'll just be holding the tail, which is called the backstroke, while one of us does the sally, which is called the hand stroke.
I thought you said this was going to be easy, Chris.
No, you said it was going to be easy. No, the thing is, Harrison, you can't rush it. It's all a matter of coordination, and that just takes practice.
Fair enough. So, what's the plan for birthday shenanigans tonight?
Right, well, we will start off at the ball with family, you and Fallon and whoever else.
Then hit the clubs in Felpisham later.
Yep, we'll probably go about 9.
Your mates are meeting us up there, are they?
You wouldn't believe how many I've invited.
Evening, Harrison. And welcome.
Oh, thanks, Usha. I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, that's always a good sign.
He is definitely raring to go.
So, who else has signed up for Ringing Remembers?
Oh, you know, all the usual suspects. And haven't you managed to recruit a girl with loads of bell ringing experience?
Oh, brilliant.
What was her name again?
Esther Pickle. Hmm. She's new to the village. Alan knows her better than me. She's quite alternative.
In what way?
She's a goth.
A goth bell ringer?
I don't care what she is, as long as she's enthusiastic and she knows her way around a rope.
Oh, by the way, I'll have to leave early tonight.
Just make sure you let Dad know.
I will. I'm having a hot stone massage with Kate at Spiritual Home.
Oh, nice.
I've heard it's very quiet down there.
Well, I don't know about that, but hopefully it will be a lovely way to end the week.
Evening, all.
Oh, hello, Dad.
In case anyone doesn't know, tonight we're welcoming Harrison as a new member of the Bell Ringers.
Hi, everyone. Thanks.
Isn't Shula coming?
No, she can't make it.
Well, she never usually misses, does she?
No, but I'm sure it won't be long before we see her again.
It's not because I've rejoined.
No. She's just got a lot on her plate at the moment.
Well, I hope that's all it is.
Anyway, if you'd like to follow me, Harrison,
okay.
We'll ring up to start and then we will do some grand sight.
What did you get, Adam?
Just some aftershave.
That's a bit boring.
Well, he seemed happy enough.
Could have bought him something for when he becomes a father.
He may never get to that stage.
No, but hopefully Lex's next attempt will work. It's in a couple of weeks, isn't it?
3, I think.
Right. You know, you can still join us for Chrissy's birthday drinks.
I told you, I'm working.
Oh, yeah.
And seeing as it's one of the precious few bookings I've got, I'm hardly going to cancel it to watch you two getting drunk, am I?
Oh, come on, Kate.
No, don't worry about me. You just carry on as usual.
Mum said Phoebe dropped in at Spiritual Home.
That was lovely. It's nice someone still cares.
We do care, Kate. You know that.
Well, you've got a funny way of showing it.
It's like I said the other day.
When you told me no one takes me seriously.
Look, I didn't mean it like that.
Well, at least Phoebe does. She's offering to give Spiritual Home a makeover.
Well, that sounds good.
I know. It's a lovely thought. And I'm not sure what she's actually going to do.
It'll help, though.
Maybe. But in the end, is any of it really going to be worth the effort?
Stand next, please. I thought you were hitting the bells at the back a bit, Usha. Oh,
sorry, I'm a bit rusty.
It all sounded good to me.
Right, it's time we got you on the end of a rope, Harrison. Now, shall we try you on the 3rd?
Okay.
And if the rest of you want something to do for the next few minutes, you can look up Stedman. We might be doing that later.
So, there's this club in Felpersham, 90s Garage, 2-for-1 and pints. What do you think?
Oh, count me in.
No, Harrison, you're going to need to concentrate.
Right.
Sorry, Neil, but I did say I needed to get off early.
Oh, okay, Usha. We'll see you on Sunday, will we?
I promise I'll try. Bye, then.
Bye, Usha. So, is there a reason why Shula didn't turn up tonight, Dad?
Well, why do you think?
They not get on.
They haven't in the past.
I'm sure it's nothing to do with that. Shula's got a lot on her plate. She'll be back soon enough.
I hope so. She's our longest-serving ringer.
And if there are any issues between her and Usha, they'll just have to sort them out.
Good luck with that.
These practices are supposed to be fun, after all.
Right, so, what do I do first, Neil? Presumably you don't want me yanking on this.
No, no! Don't do that.
Don't worry, I wasn't really going to.
The most important thing when you start bell ringing is to listen and only do what you're told.
Sorry, Neil.
Now, first of all, this is the Sally, and the end with a loop is the tile.
Welcome to Spiritual Home.
Oh, I've been looking forward to this all week.
I'm sure you're going to enjoy it.
And I've just been listening to some beautiful bird song outside.
Oh, well, at least you can hear it now the contractors have finished for the day.
That must have had quite an impact.
Oh, shit, you wouldn't believe. But let's not go into that now.
Okay.
Namaste, Usha.
Namaste, Kate.
Now, if you'd like to go through and get changed, I'll just make sure the stones are up to temperature.
I know it all seems a bit strange at first.
Especially when the rope moves so quickly like that. Oh, that happens to everyone.
And it's only natural because it's an unusual movement.
First timers, eh? At least you didn't break the stay.
Oh, that's not going to happen on my watch.
Hey, you lot. Everyone's waiting.
Oh, okay. Don't worry, we're coming now.
So, how was it?
Harrison did very well for his first go.
Oh. I think he's being a bit generous.
No, no, you did fine. You just need to concentrate and keep your eyes forward instead of watching the bell rope disappear.
All right, Dad, you can stop now. Practice is over.
Yeah, come on, Neil. You look like you could do with a drink.
I can't refuse a pretty girl, can I?
Chris, can you hang on a sec, mate?
You should come to the bell ringing too, Alice.
You all right? We haven't put you off, have we?
Oh, no, it's fine. It's is everything still okay for me to stay over before the wedding?
Yeah, of course.
Great.
Was there something else?
Kind of, yeah. It's just what Nathan Booth was saying about the last wedding you rang for.
That was a few months back.
Yeah, I know, but he reckons the bride and groom have already split up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I've got a mate at work, right? Been with his missus years, but he only got married last September. Getting divorced now.
You're not getting cold feet, are you?
No, of course not. It's just... I don't know. I don't want to jinx what we've already got.
Oh, come on. There's no point thinking like that, Harrison. It's not going to happen to you two, is it?
Well, hopefully not, but you just
No
never...
way! Hey, come on. You love Fallon. And she loves you.
Well, I know, but... getting married, it obviously changes things for some people.
I don't see why. You two are the happiest couple I could think of.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Getting married won't make any difference to that.
No, I hope not.
Look at me and Alice. We're just as happy now as we've ever been. It'll be the same for you. I guarantee.
Do you know what? I'm just being daft. Thanks, Chris. I really appreciate that, mate.
The worst thing was when I got back from America.
Oh, yeah?
I'm sure Dad only sent me there so they could sell the land off behind my back.
Oh, that's too much.
I couldn't agree more.
No, I mean, it's too hot.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, the thing is, no one even bothered telling me about this meeting when everything was decided. And yet, I'm just as much a partner as the rest of them.
Ah, that shoulder's a bit sensitive.
Oh, okay. And then when I got back last week and offered to let them buy me out, Dad just made all these excuses.
So it's all going ahead.
Oh, yeah. They want to pay off all their debts at my expense.
Oh, dear.
They don't care if Spiritual Home goes to the wall. The only one who cares is Phoebe. And
Kate,
basically, they're all walking over me and there's nothing I can do to stop them.
That's too hard.
Oh, Usha, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
Oh, I've just got so many things going on in my head at the moment.
Oh, I can tell.
Would you like a complimentary scalp massage?
Okay.
And I promise I'll stop talking about myself.
Now my old man really is an old man.
Oi, watch it. You're not far off 30 yourself.
Ah, not there yet, though.
If Chris is old, what's that make me? Oh. Eh? Don't answer that. Who wants another one?
Yes, please, Dad.
Alice?
Same again. Thanks, Neil.
All right. Harrison!
Hey!
Can I get you and Fallon a drink?
Oh, okay, that'd be great. Yeah, a pint of Shires and no rum and coke, please.
Okay, I'll just see what the others want.
Oh, by the way, Harrison, you two are happy sharing a taxi both ways, aren't you?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Cool.
So, how does it feel being 30?
Apart from old.
Oh,
I don't know what you keep going on about.
Anyway, 30's nothing.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You're ancient too.
Oh, she's a real charmer, this one, isn't she?
Oh, you know I don't mean it, Chris. I love you to bits, birthday boy. And I'm very lucky to have you.
And me you.
Right, I'm off to the ladies. If I can fight my way through this lot.
Oh, good luck. You know, Alice is bang on.
How do you mean?
You're a cracking guy, you, Chris.
Hey, listen, we've talked about this. You can't have me and Fallon.
Oh, I should be so lucky. I was going to ask you something.
What's that?
Well, I've been racking my brains trying to think who to have as my best man.
Right.
And the answer's staring me right in the face.
Your brother?
No, not Marcus.
Why are you going down on one knee?
Chris, will you be my best man?
Shut up, Harrison.
No, I mean it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then okay, yeah. I'll be your best man.
Oh!
Well, thanks, Kate. That was very thorough.
Oh, good. Sorry I kept banging on about my problems.
No, you obviously needed to vent.
It's just so unfair.
Actually, from what you're telling me, I think you've got a point.
How do you mean?
Well, it's not my area, but I can't help thinking something's not right about the way you've been treated.
Really?
I think it might be an idea to put you in touch with one of my colleagues. She specialises in agricultural and partnership law.
Are you saying I need a lawyer?
Well, I certainly think you benefit from some legal advice.
Well, that sounds amazing. Doing everything on my own has been really getting me down.
I know.
Getting professional help, well, that could make all the difference.
Well, possibly.
I'm damned if I'm giving up Spiritual Home without a fight.
I don't suppose they ever thought you would.
No, honestly, Usha, they've been banking on it. But now you've given me a chance, there's no way I'm going to let them destroy me.
We'll be right back.
This is the BBC.
A magic carpet to world events and weirdly wonderful places, with inquisitive, knowledgeable guides. Correspondents who witness invasions, the fall of governments, but who'd also like to tell you what it's like getting a tattoo by mistake in India, or buying a T-shirt to the sound of anti-aircraft fire in Libya. From our own correspondent has never failed to delight and surprise me. There's always something new to learn. There's also a depth of experience when someone who spent years reporting a country has to pack their bags and move on, and has a wealth of memories, not only of interviewing the country's president, but of desperately haggling for a decent jacket to wear for the occasion. You'll find From Our Own Correspondent with me, Kate Adie, wherever you usually get your podcasts.